皆さんこんにちは。ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Ace the JLPT Japanese Language Proficiency Test with JapanesePod101.com. Make sure you visit our site where you'll find more JLPT material, including practice questions designed to prepare you for the real thing. You'll also find useful JLPT tips from fellow learners in our community forum. Visit JapanesePod101.com and get your free lifetime account now. Hi everyone, welcome to Lesson 4 of the new JLPT N3 Prep Course at JapanesePod101.com.I'm Jessie, and I'm here joined by Naomi 先生。
こんにちは、皆さん、ナオミです。レッスン1からレッスン3では、文字、語彙を勉強しましたね。
You learn what the kanji and vocab section is like in lessons 1 to 3.
このレッスン4からレッスン8では、文法と読解を勉強します。
From lesson 4 to lesson 8, we'll go over the grammar and reading comprehension sections.
このレッスンでは、文法読解の問題1を勉強しましょう。
In this lesson, we'll cover question 1 of the grammar and reading comprehension section.
ジシーさん、
はい。
最初に文法読解のセクションの説明をお願いします。So, Jessie, could you explain what the grammar and reading comprehension section is like?
Sure. Starting in 2010, the format of some of the questions in the grammar and reading section have changed. However, the purpose of this section remains the same.In this section, you're tested on how well you know Japanese grammar, which includes the usage of particles, verbs, adjective conjugation, and sentence structure. You're also expected to know the usage of so-called function words, which are used to connect words or sentences.
そうですね。文法読解のセクションには、問題1から問題7までの7つのタイプの質問があります。
There are 7 types of questions.
では、問題1。から始めましょう。Let's start with 問題1, shall we?
Sounds good. 問題1 tests whether you can choose the correct grammar that fits into the sentence. According to the guidelines, there are 13 of this type of question. Please make sure to go through and review the formation and meaning of the grammar structures you have learned so far. First of all, what are the instructions, Naomi 先生?
次の文の括弧に入れるのに最も良いものを1、2、3、4から1つ選びなさい。
Please choose the answer from 1 to 4 that best fits into the blank in the sentence. First off, can we hear a sample question?
はい、sure. 食事のマナーは国に違う。What goes into the blank?
1.
寄って
2.
取って
3.
関して
4.
当たって
Wow, Naomi-sensei. Now I'm really starting to see the gap between levels N4 and N3. You've really got to know your stuff to get this one.
そうですね。Especially, it sounds really difficult because it's an audio lesson.
Definitely, I think so. You're only hearing it and you can't actually see it.
But if you can see the script, it's not so difficult.
Right.
でも、だんだん難しくなってきてますよね。
What's the answer, by the way?
1. Choice 1. 寄って So the whole sentence would be 食事のマナーは国によって違う。
Table manners differ depending on the country. Like I said, this is where you really need to know your grammar.
Right. If you don't know these grammar points, it's hard to even make a guess.
Right. With that said, let's get into the grammar, shall we?
Sounds good. In this lesson, we'll go over function words that indicate timeAnd function words that indicate reason. 時間と理由を表す function words を勉強しましょう。
Okay, let's start with the function words that indicate time. There are quite a few of them.
Okay.
Naomi-sensei will give us the grammar point. After that, I will give the English translation, and if possible, the meaning in plain Japanese as well, to get us thinking in Japanese. Let's begin.
The first one is, sai.
On the occasion of, or when,It's basically the same as toki, right?
Yes, but I'd say sai is a lot more formal. It's used a lot in business situations.
例文お願いします。
はい。外出する際、鍵を持って行ってください。
Please take the key with you when you go out.
The next one is 最中に。
ちょうど何々しているとき。In the middle of doing something.
The kanji for 最中 are at most and middle. So if you see it written out, it's pretty easy to remember the meaning.
Good point. 例文お願いします。
はい。会議の最中に携帯電話が鳴った。
My cell phone rang in the middle of the meeting.
The next one is に当たって。
何々するときに、何々する前に、at the time of such and such.
This is often used when the speaker wants to caution someone about something.
Right, but not like a strong warning or anything, just telling someone something they should know. 例文お願いします。
大学に入るにあたって入学金が必要だ。
It's necessary to pay an admission fee when you enter university. So here, they're just lightly cautioning the listener about something.
そうですね。
And what's the next one?
次第, which follows the must stem of a verb.
And this means as soon as. Can we hear a sample sentence?
はい。わかり次第、お知らせします。
I'll let you know as soon as I find out.
This has the same meaning as...わかったらすぐにお知らせします。
I feel like it's used a lot with this verb, わかる。わかり次第、as soon as I know, or as soon as you know.
そうですね。よく聞きますね。It's a very convenient phrase.
And what's the next one?
The form of a verb, plus 以来。
何々からずっと、since such and such.
Here's a sample sentence. アメリカを出て以来、英語を話していない。
I haven't spoken English since I left America. So really, it's exactly the same as since in English.
That's true. For example, 朝ごはんを食べて以来。
Since eating breakfast.
大学を卒業して以来。
Since graduating university, and so on. So here, we just introduced five function words related to time, which are?
最。
When.
最中。
In the middle of doing something.
当たって。
At the time of.
次第
as soon as,
and 以来
since. Please note that they all have formal connotation and often appear in levels N3 and above.
ちゃんと復習してくださいね。
Okay, now let's move on to some function words that indicate reasons.
Right, we are going to review three function words, which has similar meaning, but not exactly the same.
What's the first one?
ために
何々から何々が原因でBecause of such and such. Now, Naomi-sensei.
はい。
ために also means for or in order to, right?
あ、そうですね。
As in, 日本語を勉強するために日本に行きました。
そうですね。That's right. But the ために we are going to introduce here is a bit different. For example, 食べ過ぎたために。
Because I ate too much.
今年の冬は暖かかったために。
Because we had a mild winter this year.
強い風のために。
Because of the strong wind.
Like that.
So, such and such, ために means because of such and such or due to such and such.
そうです、そうです。Right.
Can we hear a sample sentence?
強い風のために電車が止まった。
The train was stopped due to strong winds. This word also sounds a little formal, right? So, what would you use in casual conversation then?
そうですね。I'd say the form is used.For example, 強い風で電車が止まった。
Oh, okay, I see. That makes sense. What's the next one?
おかげで。
Thanks to such and such, owing to such and such, or because of such and such. This one is used when something causes a favorable result.
そうですね。So I think thanks to such and such is a good translation.
例文お願いします。
たくさん勉強したおかげで成績が良くなった。
My grades got better thanks to lots of studying. You might also be familiar with the phrase おかげさまで, meaning thanks to you or thanks for asking. All right, and what's the last one of this series?
せいで.
Because of such and such, caused by such and such, or blaming on such and such.
You can think of this as the opposite of おかげで.
Right, this one is used when something causes an unfavorable result. Such and such のせいis often translated as the fault of such and such. 例文お願いします。
ストレスのせいで髪の毛が少なくなった。
My hair has thinned out because of stress.
Ah, かわいそうですね。
All three words that we've just covered have the same idea, because of blank, but the nuance is very different.
そう。
If you have to choose between these on a test, make sure to read the whole sentence to determine which one fits.
じゃあ練習しましょう。
はい。
Let's try a practice question right now using these, shall we?
Okay, sounds good.
So here's a situation. たくさん勉強した。Then, 目が悪くなった。
Okay, so how would you combine these two sentences?
たくさん勉強したせいで目が悪くなった。
Since I studied a lot, my eyes went bad. And that's because 目が悪くなる。One's eyes go bad is an unfavorable result.
How about this situation? たくさん勉強した。Then, テストに合格できた。
Okay, here's a hint. テストに合格できた。Was able to pass the exam is the favorable result, right?
たくさん勉強したおかげでテストに合格できた。
Literally, I was able to pass the exam thanks to studying a lot. Alright, so how did it go? Did that all make sense?
That's all for this lesson.
Unfortunately, we were only able to cover a portion of what is covered in the lesson notes. There are many more essential grammar points in the PDF, so make sure to check it out. Well, everyone, see you all next time.
じゃあまた。
Find the lesson notes and more JLPT lessons like this one at JapanesePod101.com. Also find useful JLPT practice questions, tips, tricks, and strategies. So head on over to JapanesePod101.com and claim your free lifetime account now.